I love walking at a moseying speed. When my mother-in-law still lived in Port Wing, Wisconsin, I loved to take long walks along a regular route. The entire walk with all the little turn-ins was about 12 miles and took from early in the morning until mid or late afternoon. After 10 or 12 miles, I'd be pretty tired if I hadn't gone on a good walk recently, but it was a happy exhaustion, and it would hardly tire me out at all if I'd been doing regular exercising beforehand. Something about the rhythmic movement of walking appeals to me, and something about it helps me to magically shake off my worries, focus on happier and more creative things, and have sudden breakthroughs when I'm puzzled by some important element of a project. After my heart attack when I had to do cardiac rehab, I mostly did the treadmill. I could get an excellent workout by setting it at the steepest grade and walking 2.8 miles per hour. It took me a few weeks to work up to that, especially with the grade, but eventually it became very comfortable, and I could easily read while going that speed. Once I got into my groove, I didn't try to go any faster. 2.8 miles per hour was speedy enough for me. If I were a bird, I'd not be a plover or a sandpiper. Their quick little legs move much too fast for me. And no way would I be an ostrich. Whenever I see one in a zoo, it's standing perfectly still. But in every video I've seen of them, they're galloping way faster than I could possibly imagine wanting to do, as if their only speeds are 0 and 70. I think if I were a bird, as far as my walking goes, I'd probably be a good old Canada goose. I wouldn't mind flying at goose speed. I've been up in an ultralight once, and it was lovely cruising at such a reasonable speed above the tree line, seeing the world as migrating cranes and geese do. And when geese walk, they're easygoing moseyers just like me, even if they'd find a quicker way if they wanted to cover 12 miles. The problem with writing about ostriches and plovers, sandpipers and geese is that I've spent so much of my life in recent years sitting down to do it. This is neither healthy nor comfortable, and as someone who has now had both a heart attack and breast cancer, consistent exercise is more important than ever for me. So for Christmas, Russ decided a desk treadmill would be the right gift, and my whole family chipped in for it. I've set it up as my main writing desk with my laptop, extra monitor, keyboard, speakers, phone, and all the little things I keep at hand while working. I thought it would take at least a couple of weeks to adjust to it, but for some reason, probably my being a goose-like moseyer, I adapted right away. My original plan was to shoot for 5,000 steps a day, but the very first day, December 29th, I easily hit 7,700 steps. In the 5 days since then, I've done from 10,000 to 23,000 steps every day, adding up to almost 30 miles. Desk treadmills don't incline, and I'm keeping mine at 1.5 miles per hour. Faster than that would make writing difficult, and this isn't supposed to be cardio. Moving fast enough to work up a sweat should be done before or after work or doing breaks. I can read during cardio, but I can't write. I'm having a great time. My legs didn't get too sore and are fully recovered from that, and I'm focusing well on my work. We have the treadmill set up so I'm facing my window. The worst thing about that is that my mooching squirrels can more easily catch my eye, and they act pitiful, so I'll hop off and toss them some peanuts. If I buy mealworms for my chickadees this year, they'll become even more of a distraction. But even going to the window to feed squirrels and chickadees keeps me moving, so it's no problem. I'm not focused on going faster or longer. I don't like competing, even with myself. I'm just enjoying the journey as I try to keep from sitting down on the job. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.